Welcome to another episode of the Grass Clippings Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world of turf grass and the people who make it thrive. In this episode, Crystal interviews Ava Veith, a former Virginia Tech soccer player and current master's student who's researching field safety for athletes.
I'm very excited for this episode of Grass Clippings because we have Ava Veith with us. She's from Virginia Tech, and she is a past Bill Rose Foundation scholarship winner. So, Ava, how's your day going?
Pretty good. Again, thanks for having me. I've been really looking forward to this. Being a grad student definitely keeps me busy. I had a couple classes today, an exam, and then I just gave a seminar presentation for my seminar class.
Well, we're so excited to have you on the show, like I was saying, but tell us a little bit kind of about yourself. Like, what has led you down this research path that you're on?
Yes, thank you so much for asking. For the majority of my life has just been soccer. Like, it's all I thought about. It's all I ever wanted to do. I knew I wanted to play soccer in college, and I was just like, how can I get there? What can I be doing today to play soccer in college? And sure enough, when I got here to Virginia Tech, that's all I was really focused on was soccer and playing and just being the best athlete I can be. And I was just, you know, obsessed with that. And then I guess it hit me one day, like, okay, like after these 4 years, I'll graduate and I need to do something else with my life. So to probably be exploring other things too. It actually wasn't until my freshman and sophomore year, I literally just emailed professors whose research I thought was interesting. And I was like, hey, like, I saw you're doing this. You mind if I come by and just get some experience? And to my surprise, like 9 times out of 10, I'd say they were like, sure, like, come on by. Like, we'll show you what we're doing. Actually did some pretty cool stuff, some just very random different research projects just to kind of explore what I was interested in. It wasn't until the summer going into my junior year, actually the spring before that, I saw a notification on my like Canvas homepage. And who even like looks at that? Like, looking back, I'm like, why did I even think to click on it? But I did. And it was for a summer research program at Virginia Tech. I was like, oh, like, this sounds cool. You know, I'll apply for it. Staying here in Blacksburg over the summer sounds fun. And that's how I met my now advisor, David McCall. And he kind of presented this research idea to me, looking at spring dead spot and winter kill on athletic fields and how it can impact the athletes. And I just really enjoyed being able to just translate my experience as an athlete to the work I was doing. And he's been so supportive of me and just given me so many opportunities and to do new projects too for my master's now. And so originally I started as an undergrad, but obviously became a graduate student after that.
Yeah, you're our first undergrad student to win the Bill Rose Scholarship to come out and learn more about the grass seed industry. So that means your application was really good, because we get loads of applications. And so we are so impressed with you when you came. So as a Bill Rose Scholarship winner, you get to come out and present some of your research and speak. And you did a very good job doing that in North Carolina at our field day. What was that experience like for you?
Well, thank you. I have told everyone the Pure Seed Field Day was like the most organized event I've ever been to in my entire life. It was just so welcoming, just so much fun too. I mean, we did axe throwing, the duck pin bowling, a golf tournament, and obviously the field day itself was awesome. I was just blown away by like everything we did, and just networking with other industry professionals and other graduate students was so just rewarding. That was probably, like, we do a field day here at Virginia Tech, but I really liked that one a lot. It was a lot of fun. I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to go down there and present some of the work I've been doing.
Well, I think it was exciting for us to see your excitement and your involvement and to hear about your research, because in the sports turf industry, sometimes we get, you know, some feedback that, oh, the turf wasn't that great, even though most of the time I believe natural turf is better for athletes and less injuries. But if we have diseases like what you're studying or weak areas in the turf, that could be a problem for an athlete. So you're trying to figure out how to make the turf more uniform by controlling diseases and a safer surface for the athlete.
Yeah, and really just how to quantify presence of diseases on fields and how that specifically impacts the athletes using different technologies. Like we tested surface hardness, soil moisture, rotational resistance, ball rebound, things like that, just to help us quantify, like, okay, how are, like, if an athlete were to plant their cleat and cut in a diseased surface versus a healthy, like, what does that look like number wise? Mm-hmm. So that's been really interesting. And also, one of my studies we did last August was looking at just variability within fields as well as between natural and synthetic field types, and variability just even without disease, just like how different traffic patterns and usage on from one field to another, and even within a field, like those high traffic areas, maybe towards the center, like how does that impact the athlete versus other surfaces? So really just trying to quantify that as much as we can. And it was really cool for that study was we actually used real athletes as well, so that was pretty fun.
Well, I think that's kind of the cool thing about our industry is you get to do things outside and with the real world, if you will. So using real athletes, it can't get any better than that. But the other exciting thing I think for the future is we do have a lot of new technologies and ways to measure the soil, the hardness, and just even the physics of what's happening on the surface. I know they've been doing a lot of research on how the ball bounces for the World Cup, for instance, on bluegrass versus Bermuda grass. So things like that, we're getting more advanced that we can have uniform surfaces. And as a plant breeder and having a research company, it's very important to me that we're putting a lot of money into developing varieties that have better genetics, less disease problems. But then the field managers need to know what to use and how to manage it. And if there are problem areas, how to get those better in shape for the athlete.
Right.
So plans for next year, you're getting close to graduating, right?
Yes, the past few months have been crazy. Lots of curveballs thrown my way for sure. And the rest of this year does not look like I thought it would at all, but I'm really excited for it. And I think it's going to work out even better than I thought originally. So originally the plan was for me to graduate this December, actually. And then I actually had all my research done before classes started in August last fall. And one of my committee members was like, you know, you're progressing pretty quickly. Why don't you try and graduate this summer? And I was like, oh, like, I didn't even know I could do that. You know, I didn't even know that was an option. But I was like, yeah, let's go for it. So I think I'll be ready. And so we were prepping for that. I had first draft of my thesis all written up. And then I got an email one day from my department saying that there was something wrong with my plan of study, where two classes I took as an undergrad that we thought would transfer to my master's are actually not transferring. So I still need two more classes to take this fall before I graduate. And when I got that email, I was like, oh my gosh, like the world is ending. Like, this is so terrible. But then I actually got somebody from the KC Current reach out to me presenting an internship opportunity for the summer. And literally, if I had to like write up the perfect internship for me, it would be this. And I was like, wow, this is just a gift. So I was like, I gotta do it. I talked to my advisor and I was like, because usually internships, like graduate students don't really do that. But I was like, I gotta do it. You know, this sounds so awesome. And that's the plan, to do that. And if I were to graduate this summer, I couldn't have done the internship anyway, because I would just be, you know, trying to get my defense and everything ready. I'd have to be here. So, like I said, I think it's going to work out even better. Like, go to Kansas City, do the really awesome internship, and then take the two classes in the fall, and then graduate this December. Yeah, it's crazy. And then further, the plan is to go up to Penn State in August, which gets even crazier. I'm actually trying to work out all the details with that right now. So the plan is to go up to Penn State in August and then take the two classes I need through Virginia Tech online for my master's, while I'll be probably just working on edits of my thesis, trying to get that as good as I can, while also just meeting people, planning out PhD projects, and even starting to work towards PhD projects, and then defend for my master's in December. So pretty crazy, definitely not the way people do it, but that's the story of my life. So
that's okay, as long as you can roll with it and find, you know, new things that you're going to learn and be able to do that, like you say, wouldn't have happened otherwise. That's usually how life goes.
Yep, I'm learning that more and more, for sure.
Yeah, and you are going to have more networking now because you'll have, you know, your internship. What projects are you going to do with your internship? Do you know?
Yeah, so they sent me kind of an outline of some of the goals I would be doing. Really just testing all their playing or their natural playing surfaces 2-3 times a week, using different technologies to do that. And like you said, there's so many different technologies out there, and they're progressing so quickly, it's hard to even keep track of, like, what's the latest and greatest. But just using various different technologies to test their fields, you know, making sure they're ready to go for all the events and games they've got going on, as well as working with, like, other data scientists. There's just going to be a ton of data, I'm sure, which will be a really good experience for me as a future PhD student as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also just to compare and contrast different sports field management theories as well. And that's, I've got the document and the outline, but that's all I pretty much have. So I'm looking forward to getting there and just seeing more what they've got planned for me. And same time, I'll also be helping them just get ready for all the games and different events they've got going on at the stadium, which I'm really excited about. And their stadium is just gorgeous. I was actually there last November for the NWSL final game. They did all female grounds crew for that, and it was just a dream come true to be on that field, just like working on it, like packed stadium, and it was just unbelievable. And I'm so happy to be going back.
That's wonderful. Yeah, just being out there, I think setting examples for other young women and girls that are in sports, because it seems like there's quite a few stories in the turfgrass industry where people have knew that they love sports, but to be able to then have a future in sports when they're not able to participate as an athlete, I think that's like giving back or making it better for all those other athletes that come behind you.
You are so right. I'm so glad you brought that up, because like growing up for me, I would go to professional games and I would look up to the players on the field and be like, you know, I want to be them. And it was really cool to be working that game, and at halftime we went out and blew all the debris off the field with just like the leaf blowers, and it was a sold out crowd. I remember I will never forget this. I would like look out into the crowd, I'd see like young girls looking back at us like, wow, like just like looking at us, and it's like, wow, I wonder like what they're thinking, because, you know, and it's honestly surprising to me that more athletes don't get into the sports field industry. Like, it has been such a perfect, I feel like, transition for me and such a perfect fit. And I'm like, wow, I really enjoy it. So it was really cool to kind of inspire that next generation, or hopefully inspire them. They might have been looking at us like we were crazy, but.
No, I'm sure it had an impact, because that's the other thing. A lot of times sports turf managers are behind the scenes and don't get a lot of credit, and, you know, are working before events, sometimes 24/7. There's so much that goes into getting fields ready. So to me, anything that we can do to highlight that and get that message out to the fans and the athletes is also very valuable, because the athletes do care about the surface that they play on. It could be the difference between an injury or the difference between, you know, their success in a touchdown or scoring or faster surface that they can play on. So everybody knows it's important, but I think we need to do a better job of talking about that and talking about the reasons behind their success and the reasons behind the success of the grass.
Yeah, I think so too. And I feel like a lot of people don't even know, like people don't even think about the playing surface at all, barely. Like, I can't even tell you how many times people have asked me, like, oh, like, you're a grad student at Virginia Tech, like, what do you study? It's like, like the grass and the ground for that grows on the field. And I feel like I have to really explain myself quite a bit. You're like, oh, wow, like, that sounds really cool. Like, I didn't know that was even an option. And it's like, yeah, I don't think many people do. And I don't think people realize how much goes into maintaining a good quality field. Because, like you said, when we were getting ready for just that one game, I mean, it was like days before prep work, like that whole week, you know, just like hours and hours. I mean, we were at the stadium till like 10 or 11 at night every day, just getting ready for one game. So, yeah, so much goes into it. And I don't think people realize it.
Yeah. And I think being confident and almost proud of that, because it is a big accomplishment. Because I've had the same thing. I've been talking or attending a golf course event, and it's been brought up that it was my grass on the golf course, for example. And people are very interested in that. They're like, what? How do you do this? You know, how do you breed grasses, or where does the seed come from? And just like anything in agriculture, I think we need to be better advocates talking about that, because it's a very unique, there's not a lot of us that do this kind of work in the world, and it's very specialized, but it's very important, because grass is everywhere, and we need to make sure that where the grass is planted and used, it performs well. And that's so many people have careers doing that, but we need to validate them and, you know, talk about them and talk about that, because people are so interested in a good story, right? And we hit the story of the athlete, you know, hitting a home run. But if we could have some stories about, you know, what happened with the field the week before, it rained and we had to cover it and all these things just make it just right. There are people that are interested in that. But your comment about why more athletes don't get involved in this business, I think it has to do with, it takes a certain type of person. It takes someone who's inquisitive like you are, because that's how you caught that, you know, to get into Virginia Tech, right? You were curious, and then you started asking questions and you started reaching out to professors. And that kind of curiosity opens up doors. Also, you have to be interested in science, because there's a lot of science that goes into taking care of grass seed, right?
That's right. Yeah, the more I guess, look back on my life, I really have always been interested in just science and being outside and just, you know, doing that kind of stuff. And I just feel like I'm so thankful to have found the turf industry, because I feel like it's just a perfect fit for me, truly.
It is a very cool place to be. And what's interesting about it is, there's a lot of people that are working in different aspects of it. You know, we have irrigation situations, we have equipment, we have, so, you know, mechanics. There's a lot of different types of people. When we go and speak to students, that's what we'll say. You know, are you interested in science? Do you like art? Because we need people in agriculture that can do marketing and, you know, or communications. Do you like to talk and tell stories? Because we need help getting that message out there. So I feel like there's a lot more openings that people don't realize until they get into it and start networking and make connections. And it's hard to say where you'll end up, but I do feel like you're on a very good path with all the decisions you're making and people that you're meeting. And, you know, your unique fit into this industry is what will also help you to understand and solve problems that some other people probably wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying that. That's really what I've been trying to do, is just network as much as I can, you know, not saying no to any opportunity, just really exploring all the different avenues that are out there. Because like you said, there's so many in this industry as well. So just doing as much as I can, meeting as many people as I can. And you're right, I don't know, like, what the future has in store for me at all. Even, like I was saying, the past few months even have just been so unpredictable, but also so great, because I've just had just the privilege of having so many opportunities that I never even thought could be possible. So it's really exciting for me in the future, and I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, what other doors will open, and just trying to just go after as best I can. So, and that really just more and more just makes me so appreciative of the turf industry, because I feel like everyone I've met has been so welcoming and supportive, and like my committee, my advisor have been just so great about making sure I'm meeting the right people, going to the right events, and just the opportunities have been insane. I'm just really so thankful for all of it.
Awesome. What, I don't know that I caught what your plans are at Penn State. Do you know yet what you're going to work on there?
Yeah, so I will be going to Penn State to get my PhD. There's a lot of different, like I was just saying, there's a lot of different potential projects I could be working on. I actually just went up there a couple weeks ago for the first time just to visit and see everything and start meeting some of the people I'd be working with. And my future advisor at Penn State, we have kind of talked about, we need to sit down and just really list out all the different projects and all the potential different avenues we could go down and really figure out like what would work best and what I am most interested in. And there's just so many different things we could do, but I do think that there's a lot of opportunity for focusing on more like recreational or community level fields and doing research on that level, which I feel like obviously is very important, but I feel like a lot of the research that we're seeing now, especially with the World Cup coming up, is like professional level fields, you know, those high performing fields. That's all great, and I think it's really cool, but I also think it would be really, really cool to look at more like just like the fields that everyday people play on like all the time that are very common. So I think that would be very interesting as well. But again, I am also very interested in what like the professional level is doing and really just everything. So it's a good problem to have, because I feel like there's so many just different avenues we could take this, but you know, I don't want to be too overwhelmed. I can't do everything. So just figuring out what is going to be best. And I'm excited for that. I think it's going to take some time to figure it all out, but that's part of the reason why I want to get up there a little bit early and just start, you know, penciling in what we want to potentially work on.
I've learned a lot about relationships, because our industry, we're taking care of plants. However, the people that we interact with are very important, and the different roles and people throughout the industry. And in your case, you could end up in taking care of turf or researching turf of one sport or another sport. It might not just be one sport. But with the Bill Rose Foundation, that's kind of what we were trying to do by bringing students out to interact and network with folks at the field days and from, so because we have people from universities, we have seed distributors from around the world, we have researchers and superintendents and architects and all those different things. So when you came out, did you make any connections with anyone that you're still kind of keeping in touch with?
Yes, I do. And again, like everyone I met at the field day at, I feel like I see them everywhere at the conferences and different meetings and things like that. But yeah, I do see Ashton from Texas A&M. I see him. I think I saw him at SFMA, the ASA conferences. Ryan from Rutgers and Dylan from Tennessee. I actually saw him, I think, a few weeks ago while I was at Tennessee. But yeah, it's been really cool because I'm realizing more and more that they will be, you know, my peers in the industry for probably the rest of my career. So it's really good to start building those relationships with those people now and just establishing those connections. And even with older people in the industry too, it's been really, really rewarding to go to these conferences and just to start like having people come up to me and be like, oh, hey, Eva, like, how's it going? You know, I've only really been involved with everything for, I think, only 3 years now. So it's nice to kind of have people know who you are and have me know who people are and just being more comfortable. And it's been super easy because everyone I've met has just been so welcoming and just so nice. So it really has been helpful for sure.
Yeah, it turns into sort of a reunion everywhere you go. These meetings and events are how things build in our industry, because we all can't do the same job, right? But everything we do interconnects, and breeding varieties is important, producing the seed, but then having a university research that seed and see how it performs, and then having a sports turf manager use it, how it's performing for the athlete, or what are some best techniques to take care of it, or it's more disease resistant, so it's doing well, or, you know, does it get diseases in the shade? So there's just a lot of interconnectivity, and that's kind of the goal that we are trying to achieve. And so I feel like you are a very cool story about how that's panning out. But yeah, I saw Ryan Earp at the golf course show, and what a cool story there is, they're getting the FFA involved to come. And there were some high school groups from the FFA that came and did sort of a turf bowl. You know, we have the big university turf bowl at the golf course show. And so that's very exciting to me, to get the younger generation that's even high school level more interested, which Virginia Tech has always done a wonderful job at that. And we'd like to see more schools reaching out and getting more high schoolers involved like that, I think.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And even here at Tech, I do think our program is growing. Even in the couple years I've been a part of it, it's grown quite a bit, and which is really exciting to hear. You know, I didn't even know what turf grass was in high school at all. Like, you know, so I would have really appreciated a class or two on that while I was in high school, and just to get introduced to it earlier, but it is exciting to see that is happening. Obviously, Brentsville High School here in Virginia has done just an unbelievable job introducing kids to the industry and getting them hands-on experience. So that's been really cool to see. And yeah, I think the Turf Bowl is a great opportunity for students to come in and just be a part of the conference and meet other people and obviously show what they know in the Turf Bowl as well.
So if you were talking to other young students that were trying to make decisions or trying to get ideas what they wanted to do for their future careers, what advice would you give?
I would say you're young, like, don't be afraid to try new things and fail at them and figure out what you're interested in. I think for me, I've always tried to have everything so planned out and figured out. And when it doesn't go according to my plan, it's like, oh my gosh. But in the end, that has been just the biggest blessing, because it's led me down a different path and has worked out better than I even thought it would. Like, for example, my whole life, I was like, I want to be on the national team and play professional soccer and do this. And like, being a part of this and being a grad student has been just so amazing. I think it's truly what I was meant to do, and I'm just so thankful for that. So yeah, I would say just work really hard at what you're interested in, and things will just fall into place, and don't get too upset if you think they're not going your way. And I'd also say, like, don't say no to any opportunity, even if you think like, oh, it's probably not worth it, or maybe not, just go for it, because you're at the end of the day, you're still going to make that connection and get that experience. So,
I heard you say that you basically gave up your dream as being a national soccer player. So what is so gratifying or exciting about the path you're on now?
I really like, obviously, I think I have a unique perspective being an athlete, having played on a variety of different fields and feeling how the different surfaces impact my body and also like my teammates around me. But it has been so rewarding to me because especially like in college, or even I guess my entire life, I've had teammates I'm really close with who have, you know, suffered injuries that were non-contact or because of the surface. And, you know, I hate to see them go through that, and being able to do research on the fields that I've played on has been just so unbelievable. And I'm really just so thankful to be able to do that kind of research and potentially improve fields in the future and just look more into like how the surface impacts the athlete. And I also think just the way like I think about things, research is so perfect. I'm always asking questions, always looking into every single detail. And I think just my brain really thrives on that. And just the more I get into it, the more I'm like, wow, this is literally the perfect thing for me. And even this internship this summer, just being able to work on the field and be around an NWSL team and, you know, take data and really quantify the surface they're playing on and making sure it's, you know, safe and up to par, as it's just so exciting for me. And yeah, I think looking back, I always kind of say like 12-year-old Ava will be really proud. May not be the way I thought I'd be in NWSL, but you know, it's definitely really cool. And yeah, I think it's also kind of inspiring other young women too to get involved with this industry and to see what else there is out there.
It's almost bigger. What your path now, I mean, playing on a soccer team is amazing, right? You have your co-athletes and you get to travel and play different fields. But the opportunities that you're going to have now to impact multiple teams, multiple fields, all could be more than one kind of sport. Who knows the impact you're going to have on the industry? And just that is going to make such a huge difference. So kudos to you for recognizing that and realizing this is a special path that you're on, that you're uniquely designed to do with your experiences, your knowledge, and like you say, the way your mind works. We like to say there's turf geeks out there, and there are. We really understand the intricacies of it and the value of it, and I'm just so proud of you, Ava. Thank you so much for all that you're going to do in the future.
I really appreciate you saying that a lot. But yeah, I think the more I get into it, the more I realize how much being a student athlete has really just shaped the way I am as a graduate student. I think it's really drilled into me time management skills, self-discipline, but also just the support I had from all my teammates while I was there. I mean, they all still wear the Virginia Tech turf grass shirts all the time. You know, I'll see them and they're wearing it. And that just, like, means the world to me. And I think they all think it's kind of funny, like, oh, Ava's studying grass. But, you know I love it and they know what it means. And just to have that support has been just so motivating, too, just to want to go out there and do more.
Yeah. And that's why I said earlier, I think it's okay to be proud of what you do. Because, yeah, grass is unique. But when you start talking about it, people really love to hear about it. So I got to go to the Ryder Cup in Italy and see all our grasses on the Marco Simone field. And that was a unique field because they had warm season grasses. They had seashore paspalum, and then they had cool season grasses like our bent grass on the green and our tall fescues in the bunkers and fine fescue, etc. But after the tournament was over, there were people on their hands and knees kissing the grass. Like, they were so happy. Of course, they were Europeans that had just won, but it was just so gratifying to see the joy and the happiness that were the result of those athletes being able to play on good grass. And I think you're going to have many more moments to see things like that in your future.
Wow, that's awesome. That's what it's all about. It's making a good, safe playing surface for the athletes.
I have one more question for you, Ava. What advice would you give to other students who want to apply for the Bill Rose Foundation Scholarship?
I would say to really showcase the research you're doing, show them everything you've been working on, how it's interesting, how it's related to the industry, how your research can make an impact on, just how your research can make an impact on people who you think would benefit from it. So showing the practical application, really highlighting that, and yeah, just telling them things about yourself that you've done, your accomplishments. And it's a great field day to apply for. There's so many connections you can make while you're there. And it's also just such a great time.
So what was your favorite thing about it?
I would say, honestly, I would say the networking, meeting people, and just like not only, you know, going to the field day, but also the like axe throwing and duck pin bowling and the golf tournament, just kind of having fun with people too, like outside of like work, was really fun. But it was also really interesting for me to see how like all the different cultivars, varieties, different products, and everything is all there at the field day. And it was really interesting for me to see like industry professionals look at that and be like, oh, okay, like this is what that looks like, this is how that works, and they take it home and apply it to what they're working on. And I was just like, it was really cool for me to see, like, that's how the industry progresses. It's like, okay, here's the research. This is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I'm going to take back to my everyday practice. That's how just we advance. I don't know, that's probably like, yep, that's what happens, but I think it was really cool to see that happen right in front of me and just be like, wow, that's how the industry advances and how research can make an impact to just progress.
Part of my father's vision was how to bring people who do the research from universities, et cetera, and have a career in turf grasses out to Oregon to understand the seed production and where the seed comes from, what goes into producing a clean grass seed field and how to clean the seed and just some of the issues that are going on today with the market, for example. But our goal with the Bill Rose Foundation is networking students, getting more people involved in our industry, and connecting the seed production with the university researchers and the industry at large around the world.
Yeah, so we're very happy that we got to interact with you through the Bill Rose Foundation, but even more pleased that we got to interview you here today on Grass Clippings Podcast, and just hope that the people listening had fun hearing your story and your path, and that you're inspiring other young students that want to get involved in the industry and give them ideas on how they can be successful and things that they can do. Do you have anything you would like to add to what we've talked about today?
Yeah, I'd just like to say a huge thank you to you all, to just the whole turf industry and my committee, my advisor, and also to all my former teammates, really everyone who has been just so supportive of me. It has absolutely meant the world to me, and I just can't wait to see what the future holds. And I hope that they know their support is really motivating me, and I'm excited to just keep going after it and doing more research. So thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Stay tuned for the next episode on Grass Clippings Podcast. You'll hear from BJ Thomas, grounds foreman at the University of Georgia, as she joins Crystal to discuss her journey from college athlete to award-winning field manager. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Until then, may your passion for turf grass inspire greatness.